He calls this scandalous and tragic. He says, to put it in an international perspective, a 2010 British study established that among 14 developed countries surveyed, the U.S. is solidly number one in per capita prescription drug use. If Americans enjoyed robust health as a result of taking more prescription medications than anyone else on Earth, the staggering expense might be worthwhile. But he says we are dead last in health outcomes among 17 developed nations surveyed by the National Research Council and the Institute of Medicine. In 2013, they reported a strikingly consistent and pervasive pattern of worse health for all Americans, young and old, compared to the health of citizens from economically comparable nations. One of the worst parts of this is placing millions of young children on potent psychoactive pharmaceuticals with unknown long-term effects on developing brains. After quick, inexpert diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, he says drug companies relentlessly push their products. Overworked physicians hand out pills rather than delving into underlying causes. Simply put, don't ask for drugs. One of the biggest drivers of American pharmaceutical overconsumption is direct-to-consumer advertising. Number two, make your desire known for alternative drug therapy. Say, before I start taking the drug, is there a diet, exercise, or lifestyle change I can try? Three, remember that the best therapy is often time. Can this clear up on its own? Or do some research. The internet is rife with medical misinformation, but one of its great virtues is the ability to find original articles in respected medical journals. You can look those up. Don't seek drugs. Number five, for trivial reasons, minor discomforts are part of the human experience. And six, consider herbs. He lays out the scientific rationale behind plant-based interventions. And that is from a Dr. Andrew Weil. And he is out of Arizona, and those are his recommendations.